This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, September 23rd, 2019. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest, Miss Nikki Mack. Is the CEO and founder of Diva Day International Modeling Agency, Makeup Studio, and Development Firm. She is also a brand ambassador for several brands and represents models on their journey as ambassadors and signature models for various clients. In 2016, Ms. Nikki added author to her list of accomplishments with the book Your Guide to a Perfect Fashion Show Production. In addition, she is the Atlanta Regional Brand Director for ORS Olive Oil Natural Hair Care Line and has built a team of certified natural hair product advisors. Ms. Nikki is set to co-host the Full Figured Industry Awards coming up November 2nd in New York. Let's welcome Ms. Nikki to the show. Hi.
Hi.
Look, I started to make my own today.
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. So this is my first time interviewing you on my podcast. So this is long overdue, and I have so much to ask you about.
I'm super excited.
So let's start from the beginning. Were you confident growing up? Or was that something you had to grow into as you got became an adult?
You know what? It's so weird because as a kid, I was always a tallest and a little bit thicker, you know, that middle thick size. And I didn't know not to be confident of that because everybody in my family was big. So once I got into school, I saw that I was a lot bigger than, you know, the girls my age and, you know, but I still was cool about it. It was like, this is me. And I've liked who I was then. But, of course, you know, kids are cruel. But, you know, as you grow older, which it took, you know, for me to grow older to understand, like, hey, you just stick with it. Accept it and keep it moving.
So how did you discover the plus-size community and initially get active?
Well, again, as I was younger, I did work with my English literature teacher had a modeling school. And I guess she saw something in me. Her name was Joan Scott. I remember her to this day. And I was the only thick girl in her sort of fashion squad. And she said, it's just something about you. And from that point, I just kept going because I saw a lot of times I was at a show and I would be the only plus girl, but there'll be 50 models or there'll be 30 models. But I was the only girl. And at that time, I was a size like 12, 14. And to them, that was just so super big. But there was only one of me. And I would be in one scene in a show that had about seven scenes. And at an early age, me seeing that unfairness always made me want to do something about it.
Now, were you born and raised in Atlanta? Did you grow up and start as a child in Atlanta?
No, in Athens, Georgia, and then Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay. So when you moved to Atlanta, did you move specifically to start a career in entertainment?
I did. I actually started my company in Cincinnati, Ohio. And for me there, I love Cincinnati. The people in it, they're cool, but there's almost a cap as far as you can go. And at that time when I started, they weren't really ready to accept the bigger girl. And me coming from Georgia, knowing the land of the thighs, hips, and curves, honey, I said, let me go back and get comfortable in the area there, because I know they're more accepting of curvier women and see what exposure they're not getting. So, you know, me coming from Georgia, being a peach, saying, okay, let me go back and see, you know, how can I make this happen, and then tap into the other city. And that's how I started.
So tell us about the company you have, Diva Day International.
Oh, my God. Diva Day is my baby. Diva Day, and Diva for us, stands for Divine, Irresistible, Vibrant Attitude. And that's something, because Diva had begun to have a bad name. You know how people, oh, she's a diva. And it meant something bad when people said it. But, you know, realistically, a diva is a woman of class. You know, for me, it was, you know, because the divas in my life were my grandmother, you know, with the long silver fox hair and, the, you know, the Chantilly lace doilies on her table. You know, that's diva stuff to me. But that name, so I started Diva Day International, and then just automatically putting under Diva, Divine, Irresistible, Vibrant Attitude, to draw the women that I wanted to come in contact with. Women who appreciated who they are, but they needed a little fine-tuning, and they wanted to show other women how to appreciate themselves and the skin they were in. And I remember way back when we used to say, well, we got this name, people started saying it to us, you all are A-plus for the industry. And we took the plus as something great as well, like we are an A-plus for the industry, because we were plus women coming together to build something that hadn't been built. And we were talking to teenage girls who were dealing with their issues of being bigger and bullied, because we all had been in that situation. So Diva Day really cultivated and started in Cincinnati, Ohio, because there was a lot of discrimination on size, and we weren't looked at as beautiful. And we dealt with women, you know, young adults, women, but they were dealing with kids that, you know, couldn't handle it. So we just kind of incorporated that into a situation where we worked at a center, and we called the young girls JCTV, which was Junior Sin City TV, because Cincinnati is Sin City. So we would help them build their self-esteem and their confidence and self-awareness, and Diva Day just kept popping up in places where we were actually working with girls who needed guidance outside of the TV and the radio. So as Diva Day grew, we began to see it wasn't just a discrimination in the curvy community for curvy women, but the standard size fashion industry didn't know how to accept us, didn't know how to see our beauty. So we had to put it out there, because, you know, they always talk about the bad before they talk about the good. And every time we would get promoted, it would be something negative about our size. So we began to do fashion shows and teen events and different things to show the confidence and the beauty in the curvy woman.
So you do a lot of Facebook Live videos to vent your frustrations about the industry sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. you get very passionate in these videos.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of your biggest complaints about the plus size industry?
Okay. All right. You know, it's so funny. I love the word that you just used. You used passionate. And passion can be directed in so many different ways emotionally. And for me, you know, a lot of times you're not heard, and that's frustrating in itself. But my biggest complaint is about the fake empowerment of our industry, because not everybody wants to empower everybody here, and that's what any level, but it's so prominent on our level because we don't have a lot of platforms that we can go on, because they still consider us the knots in the hair, beauty, and fashion industry just because we're bigger. But on our level, in our community, because we're so discriminated against, I hate when these panels get together and then they speak well. It's beautiful information. But after that panel, how instrumental are you into reaching out to those that are trying? are reaching out to those, are opening your door and not turning your nose up and not snubbing and not being in the clique where you ostracize other people because they don't have money or they don't know this person or they don't know that person. And that's all kind of combined into that non-support thing. How can you not support someone? Now, you not liking them, that's all well and fine, but if they do an amazing job in the community at what they do, you can't deny their talent. You can't deny the skill. You can't deny them educating themselves to get to the point that they are, but because they ain't clicked up with you, you don't like them. And that is so rampant in our community, is there's no appreciation for people and what they do or appreciation for their time. That whole, you know, if you don't know this person or if you haven't worked with that person or your little company, ooh, ain't nothing I hate more than hearing somebody talk about somebody else's company and say, oh, yeah, she got a little agency. Oh, yeah, she got a little book out. Oh, yeah, she got a little business she's doing. There's nothing little about it because that person is making sacrifices to build something bigger than what they have now. They see a bigger picture. And it's hard work being an entrepreneur, part-time or full-time. You know, you got to really make some sacrifices. And that in itself is something to appreciate. I love people who get out there and go grind and try to build it and then build it and then have a full-time job, have children, have a husband, have whatever. Or those that just have a full-time and they're super focused, hyper-focused on building. That in itself is something to be appreciated. And it bothers me, you know, I'm passionate, as you say, very passionate. The disliking of others really blows me out the water. You dislike others because of others. How you going to dislike somebody you've never met? How you going to speak on somebody you never dealt with? You ain't wrote no check to? You haven't sat at a table and ate with? You haven't hung out with? You haven't picked up a phone? You haven't liked, supported, clicked, shared, nothing? And you dislike this person because of what somebody else said to you? That happens in our industry a lot. And it's sad. You know, people don't want to make their own relationships and build and collaborate for real. It just sounds good to say it. And it's frustrating because it happens way more than often. I mean, way more than not. You know, it's really frustrating.
So do you feel that you support a lot of people in the plus size industry, but it's not reciprocated?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something, what growth does for me. I'm going to just be all the way 100. I come from a lot of brokenness, okay? And mm-hmm. I dealt with a lot of things that I had not healed from. And in order for me to get an understanding of the industry that I'm in, an industry that I wanted to grow in and build in, I had to understand me. So I had to enlist a life coach, a business coach, a homeopathic therapist, different people that help you heal from your childhood traumas or your young adult traumas or, you know, your bottled up issues that you have from back in the day that you haven't let go of. I didn't know how to let go, so how can I appreciate, you know, anything and anyone else if I wasn't healed trying to have walk through my journey? So
mm-hmm.
I really had to understand that if a person does not support me, that doesn't mean that they don't see me. And I can't expect me from them. They are who they are. And they have their every God-given right to their opinion of me, my business, whoever. But that doesn't have to bother me. I can truly be the definition of the word unbothered because it does what they think about me doesn't wake me up in the morning. It don't cook my meals. It don't pay my bills. So you have to understand what you want to take on to your plate. You don't put things on your plate that you don't want to eat. So I had to begin
right.
to take the emotion out of the fact that I wasn't being disordered, and still not by some people I feel I should be supported by. I had to take the emotion out of that and say, okay, it's cool because for you five people over here that don't want to see me or support me, or act like you don't see me and not support me. There are 15 over here that do, and I love the relationships that I have with them. So a lot of times we like to focus on what's wrong and what's not, because that hurts and it reminds us of pain, versus what is and what's beautiful. And, you know, it may be small, but it don't have to be small for long. But if you put more energy in that, that makes you smile, you'll soon forget about that, which makes you sad and cry and be angry. Who got the energy to be angry all day, every day?
Right, right. And despite these obstacles you've had, you've still been able to succeed. And one of the accomplishments you recently added to your list is an author. Now tell us about your guide to a perfect fashion show production.
Let me tell you, you know, when I said I had to enlist some people in to help me and challenge me and check me and excuse me, put me in my place, because I wasn't, my mouth was like rapid fire, child. But they had to check me. It was Tip Jones. And her and her husband own Yanny Pie Media and Publishing. And she challenged me. She said, the things that you talk about are so enlightening, and you know so much about your level, because I don't get nobody lame. I stay in my lane of expertise. And she said, write a book. And I was like, girl, please, whatever, you know. And she said, okay, since you want to take it like that, I'm going to give you a homework assignment and a challenge. I said, oh, Lord, you know, your ego kick in then. And she challenged me to write down what I know. And when I did that, oh, my God, I can't think of the – I think it's Rainier Solutions, if I'm not mistaken. But I did it. She got her proofreading company to go over and look at it. And she was like, this is amazing. She said, and you're talking as though you're talking to them and not at them in this book. It's like it's in your voice, and I love it, and we're going to publish it. And I'm like, sure, please, whatever. And, you know, I still wasn't believing, because, again, you got to think about, I was in the transition of beginning to really at 100% believe in myself and let go of my hang-ups and my pain. So I heard her, but, you know, I'm just like, okay, you know, whatever. And when she just walked me through it and came to life, it was such a mind-blowing experience. And then she said, who would you like to write your foreword? And, you know, I respect Gwen DeVoe so much, because I have followed her for years and years and years and years. And I said, my wish person would be, and she said, well, reach out. And I'm like, girl, I ain't reaching, you know, your ego. I ain't reaching out, even though me and Gwen have always been cool. For years, you know, it was a respect level. She's one of the few that always respected what I do, how I came into the business. And I said, oh, she ain't got time for that. And I asked her, and she said, yes. Honey, you could have knocked me over with a feather. It was a good day in the morning. I said, yes. And she wrote my foreword, and the book came to life. And I feel to this day that same sense of accomplishment. Because I know what I did. I know the years that I spent using my income tax to be the money for the seed money for a fashion show that I'm producing, for putting together charity events for the kids that we were mentoring. You know, I didn't have support where, you know, I had sponsors and things of that nature. It was all out of pocket, but I was doing it. And then people began to hear about it, and they began to come to the shows, so I know it was good. They were buying clothes off of the girls' backs. You know, because at that time I was designing. It was a hobby. I was designing clothes because, you know, people wasn't giving clothes to women bigger than a size maybe. So I had thicker girls. So I had to create some things. And, you know, that book helped, that experience helped me write that book, putting an order together for people who are producing shows. You have to follow an order. You have to get things before you get to talking about what you're getting ready to put out there. And a lot of times people skip that because they're so excited about their project, but you've got all these billions of holes in your foundation. So I decided to write a guide, and it happened.
Well, that is awesome, and I've been to a lot of shows in my lifetime, and I know a lot of people need your book. So that was a great idea.
Absolutely. And in the back is resources, too. I made sure that in the back of the book, in any city that you're in, you could find hair and beauty schools and volunteer resources. Like, it's a guide in the back where, okay, I'm in Oklahoma. Okay, it's about 5 beauty schools here. Let me contact, you know, because a lot of times that's one of the major situations. You, your friends say her and her girls from her salon going to come do your makeup, and 2 people show up and you got 50 models. No, go to a school,
right.
Talk to the director, give points so that they can earn credits doing your show for their classes. They love stuff like that. You know, a lot of those do hair out of their house, so they may have a client in the head that they're doing. So it works on both ends. So, and a lot of people just don't reach out and do that, or they wait a week before. You can't go to no school a week before and ask for 15 students. Get on your job and do it in order. You can't work out of order and think that the end result is going to be phenomenal.
Exactly. And besides being an author, you're also a host, and you have a big event coming up in September. You're going to co-host the Full Figured Industry Awards. Now, tell us how that came about.
Oh, my God. You know what? I love Tawana and Phillip. Tawana's the owner of, and I say her last name wrong, Blessing Me. I think that's how you say it. I say her last name wrong all the time. She's the owner and editor of Queen Size Magazine, and she approached me about being on the cover. And I had already loved her, like loved her. And I remember my first meeting of her was at the last Full Figure Fashion Week that just happened. And I just hugged her because we had been Facebook friends, me and Phillip and her, for so long, but we had never met each other. And we talked and talked and talked. She was like, I got to get you on my cover. I said, girl, let's go. You know me. I got geeked up like, okay, let's go. So they end up, we end up talking about it, and they end up saying, like, well, let's do a shootout. So what I have a studio here, and in my studio is a full photography studio classroom setting. I also own UC Eyewear. So we have a showroom and a runway classroom. So they said, let's do a shootout. So I end up hitting up all the models that I work with, and they end up having a huge shootout here at the studio, which I call the dollhouse. And they came and they shot, and they shot me for the cover, and end up shooting some of the girls that they shot were in the magazine as well. You know, Sharonda Granberry, Jennifer Butler, it's just quite a few girls were in the magazine. It was exciting to see it happen. And then she said, I got something coming up, you know, and I'm thinking about some things. I said, okay. And so she, and next thing you know, she started announcing Full Figure Industry Awards. I was like, girl, whatever support you need, you got it. Well, you know, let me know, because I'm also a supervisor for ORS, a director here in Atlanta for ORS Olive Oil Hair Care. And I said, let me know how we can support you, you know, because I'm the Atlanta director. I can get you some stuff for the swag bags. And, you know, we're just talking in general. And she had put out this feeler about wanting a host. And when I tell you, girl, I saw that post, it was on Instagram. And it was so many amazing hosts that was throwing their hat in the ring. I was like, oh, Lord. I said, okay. And it was hosts that I admire and I looked up to. And I'm like, oh, you know, and I think I'm a great host because I like to engage with the audience. But I also think they are too. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to say, I want to do it, you know. And once I said, oh, God is so good. I'm sorry, I feel emotional in this moment right here. When I said that I wanted to do it and put my name on there, oof. So many people that support or like my hosting style began to post on her post and say, Miss Nikki, at Miss Nikki, at Miss Nikki. And I'm looking at this like, wow, like, okay, that's what's up. And then out of the blue, I think maybe a month or two later, I got an email from her. And she said, I'm going to announce that you're going to be the host. Honey, girl, I could have ran all the way around my whole community that day. Because it made me feel good, because I respect her. You know, when I met her, she had gotten an award for her and Phillip for Magazine of the Year in New York, you know, and that's big to me, you know what I'm saying? Because there are so many bootleg magazines out here that really don't serve us well as a curvy community, and her magazine does. And I really wanted to get some major distribution out this wazoo. I pray for it for her every day. But I've always loved the people that she had on her covers and the content. And I felt really good that she wanted me, you know, out of all those people. When I say it was some great hosts listed, and you wanted me? Nah, it was amazing. And the beautiful thing is my co-host is the man who did my hair for her cover, Nathaniel J., who is a celebrity hairstylist. And he did my hair for the cover of her magazine, and our chemistry was so, like, stupid. It was just, we had so much fun. And I guess she looked at that like, wow, look at them. And we didn't know each other. We knew each other from Facebook, of course. But to meet in person, and he came to my home, and everybody was just like, wow, y'all act like y'all been knowing each other forever. And it just, it was natural. And here we are now today, the host for her show, her event.
Well, congrats on that. And for everyone listening, tell us why you feel this event is important to the full figured industry and why you should be there.
Okay. I feel that this show is going to be the who's who of the industry. And I'm not talking about people who are not putting in work, because this process of selecting these people was truly thought out, and it was voted on upon, you know, from the peers in the industry. And people really thought about who is impacting our community, and it is an you'll do a disservice to yourself to not be there to engage with these people, to form your own relationship with these people, because everybody that was nominated is amazing. Now think about their tribe that's going to be in the audience. They're also amazing. Like Gwen, you know, is amazing, but her whole full figure fashion production team is going to be in the room. You feel what I'm saying? There's so many people that have their own situations going on within her company and others. It's going to be something that takes the respect for what we do to the next level and for who we are to this hair, beauty, and fashion industry. We are industry professionals. Our weight, our height, our color, our size, none of that matters. It's the work that we put in, and these people that are getting these awards and these people that are attending, they're all putting in work. And why would you not want to be in a room with people that inspire you to do bigger and better and bolder things, make bolder moves, and, you know, think outside the box? You don't want to be with the people you used to be with when you were 16, 17, 18, and everybody is comfortable on one level. These people are never comfortable. These people are kicking down doors, taking doors off the hinges to help us to be seen. And this is going to be an electrifying room with some spectacular people. Oh, my God, some amazing people in this room. And amazing people are getting these awards, and I am going to be able to look at these people in the face and smile at them because they inspire me to be a force to be reckoned with, because they are all forces to be reckoned with.
And what is the website for the Full Figured Industry Awards?
It's fullfigureindustryawards.com, but I think it's FFIA, so you don't have to spell the whole thing out.
Now, do you have anything else happening that we need to know about and be on the lookout for?
Yes, all the time in Atlanta, I am doing shows on shows on shows on shows. It's definitely something that I do on a regular basis. I'm doing a cancer gala, which I've done for the last 7 years, where it's called direct giving. you know, sometimes you do events where you go, you give the money to a foundation and then they'll distribute to whomever. Sometimes people need that help right now. And this direct giving situation is where the people who need help are there. They're invited there, and they're helped immediately with, you know, their cancer situation, their needs, their, you know, it is that they desire. We try to make that happen through Cirque du Soleil situation. That's what's called Cirque, like Cirque du Soleil. It's Cirque du Soleil. Mm-hmm. cancer. So I'm hosting that right after I come back for the Full Figure Industry Awards. We just built our photography studio, so we are extending our studio to up-and-coming photographers to come and do their photography in the studio. We just launched You See It, Eyewear, YouSeeItEyewear.com online, which is an eyewear company for you, me, him, her, everybody. And we are offering brand ambassadors jobs through the company, not just getting free eyewear, but also earning money for things that do. A lot of times we have these models out here trying to get work, and people want to give you some free stuff, but honey, folks need coins. So we're like, okay, how can we help you make money? And I am just building bridges and connections with people that are fascinated and booked for a fashion event in Cincinnati, Ohio, with Miss Angela Rivers that she does every year. And I've been booked for her show for the last few years. I host a lot of shows that are repetitive, like they're major shows. And they book me in advance to do, you know, those shows. And that feels good to me because that means they enjoy my hosting style. So with that being said, I'm going to continue to host. It's the Ohio Curvy Fashion Week, and I do that every year as well. So, and I also have the Runway Brand Experience, which is a two-day boot camp that I do. This month we have a Florida team coming. They're traveling up together to do the boot camp. And it's basically teaching models that are coming into the industry. If you choose to be, please have the skills to build your brand. So we're teaching them how to become brand ambassadors, how to present themselves, giving them runway intensive one-on-one training, providing them with headshots, showing them how to do makeup one-on-one just in case they're in or at an event where a makeup artist is not available. And because I'm a licensed esthetician and makeup artist, I can show them how to quick beat their face, throw on a quick lash, and look presentable for the camera. So all of these tools I'm giving to these models in a boot camp called the Runway Brand Experience. So I'm booked throughout the year right now for that. So it's on the weekends, on a Friday or Saturday, or a Saturday and Sunday. And right now I think December is maybe the only month I have a week available for it, because every other weekend is booked for it. And I'm excited about that because these models are now learning how to invest in their own success.
Now tell us your official websites and social media profiles.
Okay. Official website for Diva Day International is divadayinternational.net. Also for You See It Eyewear is You See It, spelled out, YouSeeIt, eyewear.com for those fabulous eyewear needs. Then on social media, it's Miss Nikki Everyday, everything. It's MSNICKE. If you put in Miss Nikki, I'm there. The Facebook profile for my hosting is Miss Nikki the Brand. And everything else from Instagram to Twitter to Tumblr to YouTube is all Miss Nikki, N-I-C-K-E-E, M-S-N-I-C-K-E-E, one word, no period.
Well, congratulations on all of your success. I'm proud of you. And,
Thank you
know, I've known you for over 10 years and we never had
yes.
any problems. And I don't think you ever dogged me out on your Facebook Live video. So
yeah, no, man. I want to say something to you. For all of these years, I have watched you. I have seen you grow and glow, girl. And I appreciate everything that you've been to this industry and what you do. I've seen you also host the ORS spot at some of the trade shows, and you know, when they ask me about bloggers, your name among for you, for always on this, you know, how you are in the industry. And it's cool to see you glow.
Well, thank you, and likewise, and that's how it should be, sisters supporting sisters. So hopefully
Absolutely.
This spreads to others.
Yes, well, we're going to pray on that one, honey. Yeah.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day and keep in touch.
I will. I'm always around.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, honey, bye-bye.
And thank you to my fabulous guest today, Miss Nikki. Make sure you check her out at Diva Day International, as well as co-hosting the inaugural Full Figured Industry Awards happening November 2nd in Jamaica, New York. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.